This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, August 25th, 2016, Bruce Springsteen sets a personal record for his longest show when he plays for 4 hours, besting the mark he had set 2 nights earlier with the E Street Band. On this day in 1999, Lionel Richie sings Under the Stars in front of the Giza Pyramids in Egypt as part of a series of big-name concerts to boost the country's sagging tourism industry. On this day in 1994, Jimmy Buffett's Grumman G-44 Widgeon seaplane flips after taking off from Nantucket, Massachusetts. Unharmed, he swims to safety. On this day in 1989, John Mellencamp becomes a grandfather at the age of 38 when his daughter Michelle gives birth to daughter Alexis Suzanne Peach. On this day in 1979, 9 weeks after being released, The Knack's infectious tune, My Sharona, reaches the top of the Billboard Hot 100, where it would remain for 6 weeks. Billboard magazine would name the record as the number one single of 1979. The group's lead singer and rhythm guitarist, Doug Feiger, would later say that he wrote the words in about 15 minutes, writing about his 17-year-old girlfriend, Sharona Alperin. On this day in 1976, Boston releases their self-titled album, which will become the best-selling debut rock album of all time, up to that time. And on this day, August 25th, 1962, after Cameo Records producers pass on the opportunity to have Dee Dee Sharp record a Jerry Goffin Carole King song, Don Kirshner at Dimension Records decides to take a chance on it. He liked the demo record singer, who was Goffin and King's babysitter, and he had her record it. The result was a number one hit. Who was Carole King's babysitter, and what was her classic hit? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, August 5th, 1962, after Cameo Records producers pass on the opportunity to have Dee Dee Sharp record a Jerry Goffin Carole King song, Don Kirshner and Dimension Records decide to take a chance on it. He liked the demo record singer, Eva Boyd, who was Goffin and King's babysitter, and he had her re-record it. The result was a number one hit. Here's Little Eva and The Locomotions.